Building better relationships between police officers and residents remains a high priority for many communities. Columbus Police Officer Anthony Johnson develops those relationships on his beat on the South Side. He'll soon talk to Harvard University students for the second time about his methods that include not just talking, but also dancing with residents.
Get it! Hey, what? Come on, come on, what?
That's the sound of a video of Officer Johnson that went viral after he was recorded dancing with some neighborhood kids 2 years ago. He joins us now to talk about his community policing methods. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Why dancing? How did it start?
To me, it just comes natural. I feel like dancing is a easy way to relate to anyone, no matter what situation they're in. So, you know, anytime I get a chance to get out of my car and dance with somebody, I take full advantage of it.
How do you think you can relate, though? Can you explain a little bit further?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone has a certain passion for music, despite what type or genre it may be. And I feel like everyone likes to dance a little bit to that music. So I feel like it's an easy way to get out there and help build those relationships.
How do you think the impression of a police officer changes when they see one dancing instead of saying up against the wall?
I think it shines a very positive light on us, and it shows our human side. I think a lot of times when people think of police officers, they think of aggression and us ordering them to do things that they might not want to do. So it's very refreshing to get out the car and show them something different.
Explain your style of community policing and developing those relationships with the people where you patrol.
For me, it's very complex, I guess. I grew up in the inner city.
Here in Columbus?
I did, on the east side of Columbus. And I actually grew up not a fan of the police, if that makes any sense. And it actually took me to meet a police officer when I was 18, who showed me his human side and who got me on the right track. And he actually sat me down one day and he spoke with me and he said, you know, what would it look like for you to go back to the community that you were raised in and show them the things that I've shown you? So when I'm out there, you know, I don't really look at it as community policing. I just look at it as doing my job. You know, our job is to protect and serve. And for me, serving is that part.
You're getting to know people, I guess, better. Are they then telling you about stuff that's going on in the neighborhood that they don't want happening?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The cool part about it is when you get out there and you build these relationships with the residents of these neighborhoods, they reach out to you sometimes before they reach out to our non-emergency line or our 911 dispatchers, because you build that trust. So, you know, they let you know, like, hey, this is going on this block, or this is going on in this house. Is there any way you could help?
How did this come about for you to speak to Harvard students?
I know Professor Livingston. I've known him for a few years now. He knew this class was coming up, which is a public policy class, and he wanted a police officer to speak. So he knows my passion for community policing. He's seen a couple of the videos that may or may not have went viral. So he reached out to me and asked if I'd be interested. So
you spoke last fall for the first time. What was your message to the Harvard students?
My message was that us as police officers have a very human side to us, and that it's important to get to know that. Like I said before, I feel like it's very easy to think of a police officer as robotic, when that's not who we are at all. You know, we're very human. We do have a passion for helping people.
We had recently here in Columbus, a police officer made news in a negative way with a video showing him kicking a suspect who was on the ground with his hands behind his back. And some people will see that and think that, you know, all cops hurt people. How do you change their minds?
I feel like I'm personally responsible to combat the negative media that's portrayed on officers, whether that's me getting out my car and dancing, you know, whether it's getting out my car and sitting down for some barbecue or going to a recreation center and playing basketball, curveball with kids, you name it.
Does that damage community policing at all?
You know, I'm not sure. It doesn't affect how I do what I do. You know, I'm not going to let another's actions affect my rapport and my relationship with my community.
I've been talking with Columbus Police Officer Anthony Johnson about community policing and his upcoming talk at Harvard University. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.